Kayla, can you just talk about the team's excitement winning the regular season title?
Yeah, it was definitely exciting. Everyone was very up today. All the pieces went together, but overall we're just focused about winning next week too.
And then what was the key to today, especially scoring early in both games?
Yeah, just being patient, getting good pitches. It really helped that 1-9, everyone did good. We weren't just relying on one part of the order, which was very helpful, and everyone contributed in some way.
Yeah, and can you talk about that, Audrey, especially in the first game?
Yeah, Audrey was big all day today. It really helps when you can flip the bottom and just keep passing the bat to get to the top.
And then can you talk about the challenges of defending against someone like Carly for Lehigh? You had a huge out early in the game. Obviously, she's very quick and always finds different ways to put the ball in play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just knowing her speed, we worked a lot on just getting her the ball quick at practice this week, and just knowing that you've got to be fast every time she's up, and there's no room for error when she's up.
And then for you, you broke your own record at BU in hits. Do you feel you're a better player this year than last year?
I don't know. Hopefully I am, but yeah. Don't know. Maybe.
But, I mean, what does it mean, and especially to do it with the big hits you had today?
It feels good. Overall, I'm just excited that the team won. That's just another bonus, too, to the big win today.
And then finally, can you just talk about the pitching, Allie in the first game and Casey in the second, and especially for Casey in a big moment as a freshman?
Yeah, they've been great all year, and I had no doubt when they were both going to come in that they would get the job done, and they did like always.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, to get a doubleheader sweep with the regular season title on the line, just your thoughts on the team's performance?
I mean, I thought offensively we showed up. I thought we had some, you know, really great outcomes, and there were some balls that, you know, don't necessarily end up in the stat sheet, but I thought were pretty good. You know, we're cutting ball in half really well. And, you know, I think from a pitching standpoint, AB threw great and then Casey threw well. You know, they're doing enough to keep us in it. I thought Kayla Ronson's defense was stellar at shortstop. I thought she really stepped up. But yeah, I mean, I think we made the plays we needed to make. And, you know, for us, it's a matter of, you know, playing on both ends. We need to play offensively. We need to play defensively. And, you know, I thought that we had both parts today, which is great.
How important was it, do you think, to score early in both games?
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you can kind of take the wind out of the sails really quick, or they feel like they have to claw back or come back, I think that's a really great pressure to throw on somebody. And I think with our pitching staff, I mean, they're not a staff that really lets up a lot of runs or significant amount of runs. So, you know, the further and further we get out of reach, obviously the more that we feel like we can kind of let loose and relax and let the pitchers kind of throw their game. So, you know, it's funny, I think the first run in the first game, I mean, that came on a mental mistake, and I think that's just the pressure of what it was, you know. But other than that, one swing today, put a ball over the fence for two RBIs, and other than that, I felt like we did a really great job of kind of controlling them and, you know, containing their offense.
And then how about the whole lineup, especially like Audrey at the bottom?
I mean, Audrey was practicing some of her hit celebrations, I think, before the game. So I think she manifested a lot of her hits today. She really wanted to have high energy and celebrate, and I think that's exactly what she did. But, yeah, I mean, I thought Audrey had a really great day, maybe one of her best days at BU. You know, Kayla had a couple shots that were awesome. And then, you know, Emily Gant, I thought Emily Gant had obviously three RBIs, I think, in the first game. But, I mean, that home run, that was a turning point for us that I feel like all of a sudden, you know, we kind of got wind under our sails and started to take off.
And I asked Kayla if she thinks she's a better batter this year than last, and she's only two hits away from setting a Patriot League record. What has the difference been this year compared to last for her at the plate?
You know, I think obviously the power numbers are up. I think you can see that, you know, she's putting the ball over the fence a little bit, and I think that's just like staying loose and throwing her barrel. She's an exceptional hitter, you know, and I think for her right now it's big player step up in big moments, and I think that's what she's done the entire year. So yeah, what she's been able to do and what she's been able to accomplish is pretty incredible. But at the end of the day, that's one of the most humble kids on the planet, so she doesn't like to talk about herself too much. She'll just take the team wins.
And then how about Emily? It's kind of been, even though she's always been batting over 300, it's kind of been up and down at the plate, but had a really big day today.
When Emily's on, Emily is on. I think that is, she is a force to be reckoned with. When Emily is off, she is off, you know. So I think it's one of those pieces where, you know, I feel like we're hitting our stride, and I feel like they feel good about the pitches they're seeing and the pitches they're swinging at. And you know, I think when the last kid went in urban, I was a little bit disappointed. I feel like we lost our zone. All of a sudden we started to swing out of the zone, you know, where I felt like all day we were pretty disciplined. And I told them we're going to have to generate walks to make things happen and, you know, make obviously Young throw a lot of pitches and make Hess throw a lot of pitches. So, but yeah, I mean, my hat's off to the top of the lineup. I thought they did a really great job, but I gotta be honest that bottom of the lineup kind of got us going there in that first game, you know? So they were kind of the turning point of continuing to kind of add it on and get on and allowing the top to do their thing.
And how did you think Casey handled pitching with the regular season title on the line?
You know, I think Case, it's funny. I think at one point, you know, we kind of said, me and Audrey made eye contact and we were like, she's got to relax, you know? She has to turn around and see that there's a four spot, you know, and I think that we were able to give her runs and that should be, okay, let me just do my thing. Let me spin it. Let me figure it out. But no, I thought, listen, she throws the ball up in the zone every now and then someone's going to get a hold of one. That's the reality of it. Would we prefer solo shots? Of course we would. But, you know, for me, I thought she did a really great job of getting outs when she needed outs and getting strikeouts when she needed strikeouts. But she's an impressive kid. I think she's extremely talented. So excited to see what the next kind of week or two bring for her.
And then it's the team's fifth straight regular season title. Can you just talk about that consistency for the program and what it's going to take to take that next step?
Yeah, I mean, winning is not easy. And I think that's something that, you know, maybe people don't always recognize. It's not, these kids work day in and day out in, you know, they battle the highs and lows. They're doing, you know, what every other kid is doing across the country, but they're doing it at like a really high level and finding ways to win. And it's not always pretty. But when you have that ingrained in you, you know, you kind of figure it out. So it's the whole year has been really impressive. And, you know, I'm proud of them in so many different ways. But at the end of the day, it's not about celebrating the win streak or celebrating, you know, the championships. It's like celebrate each other. And I think that's the part that, you know, in order to kind of win next week or do what we need to do. I mean, it's to celebrate each other. Like, we have so many different heroes or so many different kids that step up in different moments. And, you know, that was kind of my words to them at the end. I'm proud of them. And they know what they've accomplished. But we fell short last year celebrating some of these, you know, and when we wanted the big one, you know. So I think for us, like, the eye's still on the prize. But in the meantime, we're just going to cheer for each other and, you know, celebrate a double to the gap or a home run over the fence or a huge play at shortstop. And, you know, that's kind of where our focus is at. It's very simple-minded.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.